The Washington County Sheriff says time is slowly running out for the quorum court to make a decision about whether to ask voters for a jail expansion. Jail staff say there are 40 to 50 inmates who have to sleep on mattresses on the floor because of the lack of beds in certain areas. The sheriff has proposed expanding the 710-bed facility by 600 with the addition of a new pod. But as Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek explains, some residents and local advocates oppose the idea.
To be honest with you, I don't have a good feel right now. I don't know. I think they all would agree that we're overcrowded, that we're going to have to do something. What is that something? I think that we're still in debate over.
That's Washington County Sheriff Tim Helder, and he's talking about the 15 members of the quorum court, 9 of whom were sworn in 5 months ago. That means the court looks very different than it did last year when Helder started presenting his plans for expanding the detention center.
I've been doing this a long time, and I know what our needs are. So I'll stay the course that we've got to have the facility. We've got to have, let me put it like this, in order for law enforcement to remain effective throughout Washington County and regionally, we've got to have some place to put people that are breaking the law. We're out of room.
The $38 million jail expansion would be funded by a half-cent sales tax. After construction is finished, the tax would drop to 0.25% to fund operations. That's on top of the existing quarter-cent sales tax used to fund the operations of the current facility. Voters would have to approve the expansion in new tax in a special election.
My responsibility is being that lone voice in the wilderness, letting people know what's happening and that we better do something. And then if the people don't want it, the weight of the world's off my shoulders. I'll have done all I can do, and then future administrations can deal with it. But I certainly don't feel comfortable kicking the can down the road intentionally and not trying to deal with this now.
But before it can get to voters, the approval of the special election has to get through the jails, law enforcement, and courts committee first. Then it has to go before a full quorum court, which has been hearing from a growing grassroots campaign that's urging the justices of the peace to consider more alternatives to incarceration to reduce the jail population instead of expanding the facility. Sarah Moore, who lives in Fayetteville, is part of that group.
I don't know that anybody in our county can afford to have another tax increase to this degree. But you know what? Maybe it's something that's a few million dollars, and maybe that's a little more palatable for our county. We don't know because we haven't done the studies, we haven't brought the right experts in, and we haven't had a full enough dialogue to really know that at this point.
Moore and other members of the campaign, like John Comstock, would like the dialogue to include a discussion of reforming the bond system so it doesn't disproportionately punish those who can't afford bail.
National studies have told us that the bail money itself has nothing to do with whether or not a person comes to court. It really doesn't. What decides whether you come back to court or not is who you are. And guess what? Most people in Arkansas come back to court.
Comstock is a former Benton County Circuit judge. He says he's dealt with both types of defendants, those who can make bail and those who can't.
And over time, I became convinced and remain convinced today, not just from my experience, but from literature and from talking to experts in the field, there is no difference between these two groups of people, with the exception of one is too poor to make their bail. Now, yes, there will be a handful of people that are the types of individuals that we might say need to be in custody and detained. But that's the exception, not the rule.
Washington County Prosecutor Matt Durrett doesn't see it that way.
A lot of people are under the impression that that the sheriff's office is, or that the jail is filled with just poor people who can't afford their bond. And I understand that sentiment, but based from where I'm sitting and from my viewpoint, I don't think that's true.
Durrett says right now the jail is releasing about 200 low-level nonviolent offenders a month on their own recognizance instead of bail to manage the overcrowding.
The last thing that we want is someone to be in jail simply for no other reason than they can't afford the bond. Some bonds are put in place or designed to be high for specific reasons.
That includes offenses like murder and rape, but also ones like failure to appear, which Sarah Moore says many people commit because of extenuating circumstances.
They have to rely on rides. They relied on the bus system. If the bus doesn't run at the appointed time, they miss the one bus. They can't get to court. Some of these folks are in poor health. So there are some additional barriers because of people's economic standing within the community that we need to address as well.
Durrett says the prosecutor's office already works with defendants who are in those situations.
Simply because someone is in on a failure to appear doesn't necessarily mean that it means they missed their court date. But that's one part of a failure to appear. We've got to show that this was they willfully skipped a court date as opposed to they couldn't get transportation or they forgot their court date. They thought it was next Wednesday instead of this Wednesday, because we get calls like that all the time.
Another member of the grassroots opposition, Beth Koger, says the sheriff's office should also consider ending its participation in the 287G program, which identifies inmates who may be subject to federal immigration laws, as well as Act 309, which houses state prisoners in county jails to work.
Another area where we disagree on the bed space is right now we house federal prisoners and we house prisoners from Madison County. We should not be housing prisoners that we don't have to house. We should take care of our people first.
John Comstock says he'd also like to see the county expand its use of drug and veterans courts as diversion from prison and to consider adding a mental health court.
How do you grow those two courts? And you grow them in a couple ways. One is they need some additional staffing. They need some professional counselors. They need funding for those positions. The county could do that at a whole lot less cost than what it's going to cost to build a $38 million, jail complex.
Comstock says the county could establish a committee to study and implement these and other creative alternatives before asking residents to approve a jail expansion.
Now there are a bunch of folks in Washington County whose attention has been focused on this, and they want to be part of a solution. They're not here to be obstructionist and to say we're against the jail expansion. They're just saying, hold it. Let's not impose this tax burden on us. And it's not just a tax burden. It will devastate additional families and individuals by the incarceration needlessly.
Prosecutor Matt Durrett says he believes county officials are doing what they can.
We're still open to suggestions because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that if you're going to put it to a vote of the people, that everyone knows that the sheriff's office and everyone involved in this process has done everything we can to free up space, to make sure that this is the option that's the last resort.
And Sheriff Tim Helder adds, many of the alternatives that have been suggested are not something he alone can do.
Whenever you start talking about these different programs, they don't come from me. They come from the circuit courts, they come from state government, and they come from a broad range of involvement from, community partners. So where this is going to end up, I'm still somewhat optimistic that reality is going to set in at some point. Hopefully it's not too late, so we're so far behind that we can't catch up.
Helder says that could mean federal court involvement and mandates if the overcrowding leads to safety concerns for those inside the jail. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
The jail's law enforcement and courts committee meeting was planned for this evening, but was canceled after the sheriff was unable to attend because of a previously scheduled charity golf tournament. The next meeting of the committee will be June 10th.